after one quarter.
Knights were 2-for-9 from three-point land, 0-for-3 from inside the paint. Owen Valley 4-for-6 from the floor, and 0-for-2 from the free throw line.
Swearingen fadeaway jump shot, kisses it off the glass, and now we're all tied up at 8 apiece. 7:40 to go in the opening half. Lance across the timeline, dribbling right side. Cade Bryan's back in the contest. Lobbing it ahead, Atkinson has it wide open. He'll put it up, be fouled by Dylan Neusel. Atkinson for a chance for a three-point play at the line.
Basket good, fouls on Neusel. Hetz his first, team's third.
How much can you afford to sit Tyler Hess in this one?
Not very much.
On the floor for the Knights, it'll be Gettle, Gavin Morris, Swearingen, Neusel, and Cade Bryan. Well, Atkinson's three-point play is nothing but net. He's now 1-for-3 from the free throw line.
That's Atkinson's first 2 points of the game right there.
And Tyler Hess didn't give him up. Have to remember that stat later on. Gettle gives it off to Bryan. Now back to Gettle on the right side. 11-8 Owen Valley. Gettle driving right baseline. Throws up a 10-footer. Not a good shot at all. The sophomore Atkinson goes up, and he'll get the rebound. Left to right now, bringing it up a court. Motter, left wing. Trying to find the backdoor cut. Nearly had him, but won't give it to him instead. It'll be Atkinson in the corner. He'll drive on Neusel. Fake left. Goes up right. Got it to go. Atkinson's getting hot down low, Brad.
Coach Byram's going to have to get Tyler Hess back in to rough up a little bit on Atkinson.
13-8. Owen Valley leads by 5. Largest lead of the game, while Gavin Morris has the basketball. Hands off to Swearingen. Swearingen driving. Jump stops, little five-footer, too strong, rebounded by Atkinson. You know, Atkinson's not that tall, but he can go up and rebound with some force.
He plays tall. He plays long. He's got some long arms. And
Lance in the corner, but now back up top to Rattabush. Lobbing inside to Atkinson. He's double-teamed, spins away, and he's going to step out of bounds. Good defense by the Knights, and Tyler Hess will come in for Carson Gettle.
Brevin Cooper comes in. Morris will have a seat as well as Gettle. 5-point lead now for Owen Valley.
13-8 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Big thanks to WTHI TV 10. Depend on News 10. Coverage you can count on. Cooper, 6-minute mark in the first half. It's Owen Valley 13, Northview 8. Neusel trying to find Bryan down low. Can't do it. He'll have to bring it back up top. Hands off to Cooper. Brevin near the volleyball line, driving out wide to Cade Bryan. Bryan pump fakes, drives, left hand, and he'll miss the layup. Offensive rebound fought for by Hess. Finds Bryan for three. He'll miss it off the mark. Offensive board by Neusel. Cooper for three and got it. Wow, that was a circus, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it was really good defensive or offensive rebounding by the Knights to get three offensive rebounds there. And I like to see the fact that Cade Bryan is still, you know, attacking the rim. Even with that brace on his hand, he's 0-for-3 tonight, but he's still going at it and fighting for the basketball.
13-11, two-point game with 5:14 to go. Left to right, Lance has it on the right wing. Swinging it up top to Motter. Back to Lance. Lance will just shoot a three. It'll be off the mark, rebounded offensively by Atkinson. He'll drive in, leave it short, rebounded by Caleb Swearingen. Nice, a chance to tie or take the lead on this possession. Swearingen throws it away to Bryan, nearly lost it. He got it. Fires the pass up top to Cooper, lobs it ahead to Swearingen. In the corner, Hess pump fakes inside to Bryan. Has a size advantage. Back to Hess. Hess gets it ripped away, and that's got to be a foul. And they're going to call a jump ball, Brad.
That's a foul right here in front of us. You can see Atkinson had his hand in the cookie jar, but got by with that one.
Wow. A little bit of trouble there. Michael Byram not happy either. Full court press will be applied. Owen Valley has possession due to the jump ball.
That's first or second turnover, first of the second quarter for the Knights.
And that one really, it's a turnover, but should have been a foul. Lance on the right wing has the basketball, picks up his dribble, feeds it off in the corner. It's in the hands of Richardson, back up top to Lance. 4:20, Lance kicks it away, right wing. 4:14 to go in the first half, 13-11 Owen Valley.
Hess has got his hand in the pocket of Atkinson.
Kicking it up top. Rattabush for three. Doesn't hit rim. Rebounded by Cooper. They'll push it. Cooper ahead to Swearingen. He has a layup and somehow gets it hit out of bounds by the knee of Andrew Motter. And did Andrew Motter even mean to do that?
No, Andrew Motter didn't know where the ball was. He was trying to get back, wasn't even facing it, and it hit off his left knee and went out of bounds. So it was good defense.
Lobbing it up top to Swearingen. Fadeaway jump shot, got it to fall. We're tied at 13 apiece. Coach Byram takes a timeout. We'll take one with him on the Great Dane scoreboard. We're tied at 13 from sectionals here at Owen Valley High School on Time West Classics, WAMB.
High school students can start college early by enrolling at Ivy Tech Community College. Starting college in high school can save you and your family time and money. You can take dual credit classes at your high school or take dual enrollment classes at Ivy Tech's campus. To learn more, contact a college connection coach at your high school or visit ivytech.edu/dual credit. Ivy Tech Community College is a proud sponsor of high school athletics.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Hey, girls softball.
Back here at Owen Valley High School on Timeless Classics WAMB. Tied at 13 apiece at sectional play here at Owen Valley High School. Brad, what are you seeing so far early on?
Well, you know, we're doing what we said. We're going to take the ball out of Atkinson's hand with Tyler Hess, but Atkinson scored 5 points to get Owen Valley back in this game while Tyler was getting a breather. But Coach Byram's going to have to get somebody else to play like Tyler, because Tyler will wear out if he has to play 4 or 5 minutes in a row like this, way he's beating up on Atkinson inside.
Dylan Newsell has been taking his spot when Hess goes out. And Dylan Newsell was used in the same role just a year ago, but Tyler Hess has been phenomenal with it. Valley kicks a quick three on the right wing off the mark. Rebounded by Cade Bryan. He went up and got it, and he'll bring it up the floor. Finds Newsell. Newsell in the corner. Bouncing it away to Brevin Cooper near the volleyball line. Cooper driving out wide to Newsell. Fakes left, goes right, back up top. And now it's Newsell who picks up his dribble.
Caleb Swearingen really talking and pointing out here. He's really getting involved in this game, and that's what we've missed here in the last 4 or 5 games, is somebody to be a leader on the floor.
How much do you think it helped in sitting out and actually seeing the game and coaching from the sideline?
Well, I bet it helped Cade Bryan a lot more than it helped Swearingen, because Swearingen did at the beginning of the year when we was trying to find out, you know, what was working and what wouldn't work.
Brevin Cooper up top, spinning away, gets it off to Newsell. 2.5 to go, tied at 13. Newsell directing traffic, the lone senior on the floor for Northview. Fires the pass away to Cade Bryan. Now a head off to Cooper. 18-footer for Brevin Cooper, and he can't get it to roll. Offensive rebound by Bryan. Goes up, and he's hacked. Won't make the field goal, but he'll go to the line for 2 attempts.
Yeah, foul's going to be on Owen Valley's number 12, Ty Routabush. His first, team's first.
Big thanks to the ISC Network. Local lives here. Find out more at iscsportsnetwork.com. And a big thanks to Greg Rakestraw for jumping on the sponsorship train. He does phenomenal work. He was once at 1070 The Fan, and now he's out there at the ISC Sports Network doing great things, and that's where local lives here. So big thanks to Greg Rakestraw for jumping on board.
Cade Bryan missed the first. Second one's up and good.
Northview has a 14-13 lead. 2:18 to go as the Patriots go left to right on your radio dial or your listening device.
Cade Bryan with his first points of the game with 2:10 to go here in the first half.
Lance up top. We knew it was going to take him a while to get going, didn't we, with Bryan? Lance near the volleyball line going left to right. Covered by Swearingen. Tyler Hess doing work down low on Atkinson. Atkinson can't get it. Intercepted by Tyler Hess. Now it's in the hands of Brevin Cooper. Cooper. Gettle thought about the three, gets it back to a wide open Cooper, and it'll roll off the back iron. No good. Rebounded by Bryan, put up and in. How about that?
Well, he was in the right place at the right time on that rebound, but he got it to fall, and that's his first bucket of the night. Cade Bryan now with 3 points here in just the last 38 seconds.
16-13, Northview on top of 1:25 to go in the second quarter. Owen Valley swinging it on top of the wing. This is what they've done for the majority of the time. They go four wide with Atkinson down low. What a pass down low. Up and in by Brandon Bonebreak.
Yep. Nice feed there by Owen Valley to attack the rim and get a trailing Bonebreak.
Gettle in the corner to Hess. Hess near side to us. Fakes left. Now up top to Cooper. Cooper drives. feeds inside to Hess. What a dish.
And the Knights do exactly what Owen Valley did. They attacked the basket, got the big man to follow, dumped it into the small Hess who was in the trail, and he laid it off the glass for two.
Anything you can do, I can do better. 40 seconds.
We just need to keep doing it ahead of them. Not better, just ahead of them.
18-15, three-point game, 35 seconds. Owen Valley going four wide. And they're going to have one man down low of Atkinson.
Timeout, Owen Valley.
Quick timeout by Coach Fleetwood and the Patriots. 28 and 8, 10 seconds to go. 30-second break on WAMB.
Hi, this is Greg Rakestraw, and I'm the Vice President of the ISC Sports Network. You haven't heard of the ISC Sports Network? Well, that's exactly why I purchased this ad. The ISC Sports Network is the all-new website, app, and channel dedicated to all things Indiana sports. And in the month of March, we're about all things high school basketball. We'll have games from various sectional, regional, and semi-state sites all across the state of Indiana. Simply log on today to find out more. ISCSportsNetwork.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
28 seconds to go in the opening half. 18-15, Northview on top by three. Is the plan for Owen Valley here, Brad, to get the last shot?
Well, yeah, that's they're going to hold it for one shot. But what I want to see the Knights do here is deny the ball inside. Don't let Atkinson touch it. Make them beat you from the perimeter here. Because they got three shots at the, with 8 seconds to go. They got three shots inside the paint at the end of the first quarter. We can't let that happen here.
Down low, it looks like Hess and Bryant are double-teaming Atkinson while time will expire, 14 seconds. It's in the hands now of Coy Byerly. Byerly bouncing it away to Motter near the volleyball line. 7 seconds. Motter driving. Kicks off in the corner. Owen Valley has 2 seconds. Motter has to throw it up at the buzzer, and he'll be fouled. So Motter with no time on
the
clock.
They're going to call a foul on Brevin Cooper. Cooper didn't touch him. They're saying he hit him from behind.
I was about to say, your big head was in the way, quiet, so I couldn't see. So 18-15. We're on halftime coming up, but there's two free throws to be made. First attempt is up and no good by Motter. All right, well. Cameron
Valley,
guys, by the way, Brad.
1 for 4 from the free throw line. As Drew Motter to shoot the second one. It's up, and he makes it.
We're going to the Sonic Drive-In Halftime Show. Northview ahead 18-16 over the Owen Valley Patriots. For Brad Wallace, I'm Corey Clark. Don't go anywhere. Sonic Drive-In Halftime Show coming up on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company offers superior building materials and provides the highest quality workmanship and customer service possible. Check out our rental department for do-it-yourself projects. Dedicated and responsible for nearly 50 years, Timberland continues to exceed your expectations every step of the way. For all your building or home repair needs, shop local at Timberland, US 40 West in Brazil. Call 812-446-2397.
We were choosing colors for the house, and I stopped and looked at Mike and said, "We're really doing this, aren't we?" The process was challenging, but Riddell was there for us every step of the way. The mortgage, closing, they eased our stress. It made sense when Mike said,
"We're really doing this."
Mortgage loans made easy from Riddell. Riddell National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Making friends since 1885.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back here to the Sonic Drive-In Halftime Show. Sonic Drive-In with two locations, Fort Harrison and Lafayette in North Terre Haute. And State Road 46 east of Terre Haute. Halftime score, 18-16. Northview on top going to the halftime break. Low-scoring affair, Brad, but Northview's playing fairly well.
Yeah, really well. I mean, we're not shooting the ball really well, but we're playing defensively really well. The Knights scoring, 6 points for Brevin Cooper, 5 for Tyler Hess, 3 for Cade Bryan, 4 for Caleb Swearingen, 4 Owen Valley. Steven Atkinson with 5, Ethan Lance with 4, 2 apiece for Keaton Richardson, Ty Rodabush, and Brandon Bonebreak, and 1 point there at the end of the first half by Drew Motter. Knights foul situation, 4, 1 on Cooper, 1 on Bryan, 1 on Hess, and 1 on Neusel. Knights with only 1 turnover in the first half, and it was in the first quarter by Caleb Swearingen. For Owen Valley Patriots. One foul on Ty Rautabush. Seven turnovers, one for Rautabush, one for Richardson, two for Brandon Brombreak, and three on Steven Atkinson. And a lot of that's due to the defense of Tyler Hess defending the ball away and keeping him from where he needed to be to receive the passing.
We'll go through halftime scores and more. Let's take another break on the Sonic Drive and Halftime Show. For Brad Wallace, I'm Corey Clark on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
I've survived all kinds of winters. This year's different, though. When the temperatures dip lower than my spurs, I warm up with a hearty chili bowl from Sonic. Packed with beef, veggies, and bold seasonings, it's so delicious I wrote home about it. Best letter I ever got, too. It's hearty enough to eat all on its own. I'm not crying. It's the onions. I swear.
Ride into Sonic for new hearty chili bowls. This is how you Sonic. Tax not included. See menu for details. For a limited time only. Participating Sonic
tax
drivers.
Reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. Wondering what that means for your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code? Head over to H&R Block. They'll help you find every credit and deduction and get every dollar you deserve, so you can spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time trying to figure out tax reform. In person or online, Block has your back.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block in Brazil. Have tax reform questions? We have answers. Visit us today.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Owen Valley High School. The Northview Knights lead 18-16 at halftime. For the Knights shooting, they are 3 of 12 from three-point land. They are 4 for 11 from the paint and 1 for 2 from the free throw line. And for Owen Valley, 2 for 5 from the free throw line, 7 for 10 from the floor, and 0 for 3 from three-point land. Knights done something tonight that they have struggled to do in the first half of the season or the regular season, been able to be competitive in the first two quarters. And you know, in our wins, we've come out and done this. We've played to our competition, and you know, now we've got to start over. We've got a two-point lead to carry into this second half, but we need to come out and score some more points and keep the defensive hot. Forcing seven turnovers has been great, forcing Steven Atkinson into three turnovers. And shooting, he didn't have a point in the first. He shot two free throws in the first quarter. Second quarter, he had one and one, and was 2 for 3 from the floor. Atkinson, you know, their leading scorer, their go-to guy, but Tyler Hess has done a great job. Atkinson scored his points when Hess was on the bench getting his breather. So the Knights hold on to win this. We'll be on the air Friday night with the semifinal game, as the winner of this will take on Brown County. And the winner of that will go on to Saturday night's sectional championship game, which if Northview wins this and wins out, we'll have all three games here on WAMB. I'd like to thank Dennis Porter back in the studio for running the board, sticking with us pretty much all basketball season. It's been a fun one. It's been great. We don't want it to end tonight. We want Coach Michael Byram and these Northview Knights, this young Knights team, to have a lot of success here in sectional play. I'd like to thank our sponsors for tonight, Great Dane Trailers. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. WTHI TV 10. Depend on News 10, WTHI coverage that you can count on. Riddell National Bank. You're not a number. You're our neighbor. Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Sonic Drive-In, with two locations in Fort Harrison and Lafayette in North Terre Haute. And State Road 46 east of Terre Haute. I also like to thank U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. Call now and receive 5 applications of fertilization and only pay for 4. Call 812-605-8083. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, a proud supporter of Northview Sports. Corey, first half went, you know, the Knights' way, up 18-16. Let's see what we can do here on the second half. We'll take a break here in the commercial, in the halftime show, Sonic Halftime Show, and we'll be back with more. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
Last year, you may have gotten married, purchased your first home, had a child, or bought that brand new car you've been saving up for. Things have changed since you may have sat down last with your insurance provider. Don't let life-changing events go unnoticed, and most importantly, be sure you have the proper coverage in place to protect your financial security. I'm Chad Schottmeyer at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, and I want to protect you and your family just as I have my own. Call me today at 812-208-3244.
Do you want your lawn to look its best? U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana can make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood. Call today and sign up for our fertilization program. For a limited time, receive 5 applications and pay for only 4. But you must call today. For more information about our lawn services, including commercial landscaping, call 812-605-8083 or visit uslawns.com. At U.S. Lawns, it's your turf, our lawn. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Quick score update while we're here on our Sonic Drive-In Halftime Show. Terre Haute North on top of Terre Haute South with just 4 minutes to go in the second quarter, 26-22. That's Terre Haute North beating Terre Haute South currently 26-22. Minute 48 to go before we get ready for the third quarter of play. It seems like those two draw each other every year. Am I wrong?
At some point. At some point to do.
16-18 right now. Northview on top by 2. You saw what happened in the first half, but you know how good Coach Fleetwood of a coach he is. He's going to make some adjustments in the second half. What do you expect to see?
Well, they got to figure out how to get the ball inside to Atkinson. They got to figure out how to get away from the double team and get Tyler Hess, you know, get Tyler Hess off of him. The only time they've been able to score was when number 33 was sitting on the bench. You take them 5 points that he had in the second quarter out because we shut him down in the first. You take them 5 points away, Corey, and the Knights are up 18-11, and only 3 points would have been scored that quarter by Owen Valley.
You know, I see across there, you see Owen Valley student section. Brad, where's Northview student section?
They're on hiatus. We haven't had much of a student section this year. Even the home games have been – crowd attendance has been down. But when you only win 6 games a year, it's hard to get the – you know, it's hard to get the student body in. You know, look at ISU. The other night, the game, we counted 36 in the ISU student section, and students get in there free.
That's true. Under 30 to go, Northview coming out from the mid-break. Is Northview going to make some adjustments or just improve on a little bit of things?
Well, you got to keep going where you're at. You know, that's the thing. You don't make changes. You just keep going.
On the Great Dane scoreboard, 18-16. The Knights looking to advance to the semifinal round on Friday night against Brown County. Edgewood already knocked off South Vermillion earlier on in the night, 65-57. So the Edgewood Mustangs will take on the West Vigo Vikings in the first game on Friday. And the winner of this one takes on Brown County Friday in the second game around 7:30. As we get underway, here we go. Caleb Swearingen will go left to right. They'll go away from us on the offensive end. Swearingen driving to the bucket, has a clear path, goes up, blocked from behind. No foul will be called. And here comes Owen Valley. Is it a clean block, Brad?
Yeah, it was a clean block. It was a clean block. No whistle was blown.
Kick in the corner. Owen Valley throws up a 3 off the mark. Gettle chases down the long rebound. Gettle heads to Cooper. Cooper for a long 3. Off the back iron, and here comes Atkinson. Atkinson bouncing it ahead. Easy layup is missed, and Cade Bryan's going to knock it out of bounds. Tyler Hess and Cade Bryan will fighting for the same rebound.
Yeah, Keaton Richardson missed that wide-open layup. I think he expected contact. He thought somebody was trailing him, and Cade Bryan stopped and went for the rebound and did the right thing.
Inbound, Atkinson, 15-footer, got it. Tied at 18 apiece, 7:15 to go in the third quarter.
That 2-3 zone the Knights used on that inbounds play give Atkinson a chance to fall in there about 11 foot and get the ball.
Swearingen, jump stop, lobs it ahead, stripped away. Atkinson trying to give the Knights the lead. He'll lose it off his thigh, and it's going to be Northview's ball after Owen Valley turns it over. Tyler Hess actually knocked the ball away and got it to jump off the thigh of Stephen Atkinson.
Yep, that's Atkinson's fourth turnover. Hess really just been on him like bee on honey.
How many centers do you see bring up the basketball as quick as he did?
Yep.
Gettle left wing, under 7 to go, finds Cooper in the corner. Brevin Cooper now dribbling ahead to Swearingen up top. Bullet pass to Hess in the corner.
If Hess was 6'6", where would Northview be right now? Probably 18-3.
Gettle, right wing. Inside to Swearingen. Bad pass by Carson Gettle. Atkinson the other way. Slows it down. And the Patriots will hand it off to Andrew Motter. Carson Gettle seemed to force that one.
Yep. It was there. It was open, but he waited too long to make the pass.
In the corner now. Owen Valley trying to find Atkinson down low. Can't get it to him. Now Tyler Hess will front him again. Quick three. Too far to the right. Ball's loose. How was there no foul called anywhere, but it's a missed layup anyway. Brevin Cooper comes up with the board. Cade Bryan having a hard time grabbing rebounds here the last two possessions. Bryan gives it off to Swearingen on the right wing. Swearingen takes a few dribbles to the left-hand side. Dancing around. 5:45 to go. Tied at 18 apiece. Now it's Hess. Hess fires it away to Bryan. Bryan loses the ball again, but picks it up. Is that cast a little bit of an issue, you think?
Yeah. Yeah, that hit right off the top of his wrist.
Cooper to Hess. Now Gettle in the corner. Gettle driving. Jump stops. Throws it up. Carson Gettle leaves it short. Atkinson brings down the rebound.
Knights yet to score here, Corey, in the second half.
The Knights' run came when Dillanusa was in for Carson Gettle. You might see that move made quickly here early. 5:12 to go in the third. Inside the Motter near the free throw line. Motter. Pump fakes. Guarded by Gettle. Kicks it away ahead to Bone Break. Bone Break backing up near the logo. Owen Valley, the host school, here at sectionals. Under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. No look past Motter. Down low. Trying to make something happen. Bone Break quick 10-footer. Got it to go. Owen Valley retakes the lead for the first time since the early part of the second quarter.
Knights got to get some offense going here.
Bryan driving. Finds Hess. Pump fakes on the left wing. Had the open three look but wouldn't take it. Now it's Cooper driving. Right hand. Finger roll. Can't get it to go. Swearingen brings down the offensive board. He'll back his defender down. Fadeaway jumper. Caleb Swearingen can't get it to go. Bad shot selections here in the early part of the third.
Knights 0-5 to start this second half.
20-18. Owen Valley on top with possession. Bone Break. Going right to left on your radio dial. Chest pass to Motter near the free throw line. Back out wide to Bone Break. Bone Break. Using a screen from Atkinson. A little pick and roll pop. Gets it up top to Atkinson on the right wing now. Atkinson. Double team. Finds Motter. Now left baseline in the hands of Rautabush. And there's going to be a shoving foul. Is it on Carson Gettle?
Yeah, Carson Gettle got him from behind in the switch. Hess got off of Atkinson. Atkinson got by Gettle, so Gettle shoved him from behind to keep him from getting the basketball.
So not Dylan Newsom, but they're going to bring Gavin Morris in the ball game. He'll check in for Carson Gettle. Carson Gettle is scoreless in this one. Scoreless with a few turnovers. Motter underneath. Line drive pass going way behind midcourt to get it off to his point guard, Brandon Bone Break. Bone Break right to left. This team is very young, too. When Owen Valley gets to about their senior year, they'll be about the same amount of seniors Northview has. As Bone Break drills a three up top, they left him wide open. Just like that, Owen Valley matches their largest lead of the night, 23-18.
Yep, Knights got to get here. They got to get some offense going. This can't be like the Bloomington South game. We got to score in the second half.
Hess on the right side. Now to Bryan. Bryan backs it down, kicks it wide to Morris. Morris spins away, nearly lost the basketball. Passes it ahead to Hess. Hands off to Bryan. Bryan thought about the three. Instead, he'll lob it back door to Swearingen. Backs his defender down. Now he'll bounce it away to Cooper up top to Morris. Wide open for three, and he's going to travel. He's done that so many times this year. You got to learn when to fix it. Coach Byram calls a full timeout. We'll take one with him on the Great Dane scoreboard. Owen Valley 23, Northview 18 on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dane of Brazil, Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back here to Timeless Classics WAMB at Owen Valley High School for Brad Wallace. I'm Corey Clark. Dennis Porter back in the WAMB studios. Big thanks to Riddell National Bank. You're not a number. You are our neighbor. Brad, 7-0 run, actually, by Owen Valley. Northview took the lead on a 9-0 run in the second, but Northview has yet to score in the third.
Yeah, I mean, that's been our issue. One quarter, we're 5 minutes into this third quarter, and we've yet to score on 0 for 4 from the floor and 0 for 3 for 3 for point for the Knights. And Owen Valley has the basketball with a chance to extend the lead to 5 or 6.
Big thanks to Ivy Tech Community College. If you are ready to put in the work, our community works for you. 5-point lead, the Patriots have the ball. It's Motter, pump fakes, kicks it out to Bone Break for three. Bone Break leaves it short. Gavin Morris corrals the rebound. Now it's the Knights' turn. Can they score for the first time in the third quarter? 2.5 to go. Morris on the right baseline. Feeds it ahead to Swearingen up top. 23-18. Swearingen on the left wing. Swearingen now to Brian. Brian thought about the 18-footer. Instead, he'll dish it off to Cooper. Cooper driving left hand, and there will be a foul, but it's on the floor, so they'll get it underneath.
Foul's going to be on Keaton Richardson, his first, team's first.
Northview beat Owen Valley a year ago in sectional play, but it was at Northview High School.
They called that foul on Routabush, his second.
He'll come out of the ball game while Lance checks in.
Coach thought it was Keaton Richardson as well. He brought Keaton out of the ball game because Routabush wasn't even involved in that.
Swearingen gets the inbounds, puts it up with the right hand, and the Knights are on the board in the third quarter. 23-20, 2 minutes to go in the third. We're not going to break 40.
Neither team, they keep it up defensively. Owen Valley's made the changes at halftime. And the Knights need to go back to that press, Corey, that worked so well in the first half.
Motter pump fakes, drives, nearly traveled. Instead, feeds it away to Lance. Lance swings it away now to Routabush. Now Bone Break. Bone Break, no look. Routabush, 18-footer off the right side of the rim. Rebounded by Swearingen. And Coach Byram's yelling, go. 3-point game. Knights can tie it up or corral it from one. Brevin finds Brian right side. Brian backs his defender down, has the size advantage. They're going to call a foul on the reaching on Routabush.
That's three on Routabush.
And the athletic director for Owen Valley wants to travel. You can see him over there against the wall. Coach Fleetwood wasn't happy either. So about to check right back in will be Coy Byerly. He played limited minutes in the first half, and Routabush will come out. And that's a big hit on their defense and offensively, not just scoring, but because he's a leader on the floor.
Yeah, Routabush only got 2 points, but he's involved in every defensive stop that Owen Valley's had.
Not many seniors on this Patriots team, and Routabush is one of them. Cooper nearly lost the ball. Has to get off to Swearingen. A minute 15 to go in the third. 23-20. Patriots on top. Knights trying to get back within one or tie it up. Swearingen, he's in trouble. He's got to get rid of it. Now it's Gavin Morris on the right baseline. Ahead to Brian. Under a minute, Brian. Covered by Atkinson. Tough defense here by the Patriots. Brevin Cooper. Crossing, driving, kicks in the corner to Hess. Up top to Brian. Fadeaway jump shot. Cade Bryan got it to fall. Was that luck or skill, Brad?
5 points now for Cade Bryan. Gets the Knights within one with 37 seconds to go. Knights need a quick stop here.
Yeah, Patriots will hold it for the last shot probably. 23-22. Northview trails by one. 25 seconds to go, and the Knights are going to let him dribble it out. It's Motter up top. Motter, they're in a 1-2-2 zone right now. Well, now they're in man, it looks like, defensively. 12 seconds. Lance, near half court. Back in the hands of Bone Break. Bone Break, right side. 5 seconds. Motter wide open, driving to the bucket. Throws up the shot, can't get it to go. Rebounded by Swearingen. He'll have his full court shot rejected. And we're going to the final quarter of play. Who's going to the sectional semifinal? Find out right here. 23-22. 1-point game on WAMB.
Do you want your lawn to look its best? U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana can make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood. Call today and sign up for our fertilization program. For a limited time, receive 5 applications and pay for only 4. But you must call today. For more information about our lawn services, including commercial landscaping, call 812-605-8083 or visit uslawns.com. At U.S. Lawns, it's your turf, our lawn. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
At the half, Terre Haute South trails Terre Haute North 37-26. Terre Haute North on top by 11. And then also quick news on former Terre Haute North star T.J. Collette is the first player to hit a home run in Kentucky's new baseball stadium in college. Atkinson, 18-footer, leaves it short. Cade Bryan with the board. Final quarter of play. Who wants it more? The Knights. Bryan driving. Right-hand layup. Gets tripped up. And some reason can't get the open layup to fall.
He lost the ball off that hand brace, Corey, as he went up. And there was nothing he could do with it but try tipping it toward the rim.
He just got cleared Friday.
He's got two fingers taped together. His ring and his middle finger taped together. He's got a big brace over his knuckles. You know that's really got to get through his follow-through and his grip on the basketball.
Owen Valley has the lead by 1. They'll dribble this one out if they wanted to. Atkinson up top. Atkinson for the Patriots will dribble it wide. Dylan Neusel defending. Tyler Hess getting a quick breather. We're going to need him down the stretch. Bone break. Kicks in the corner to Motter. Motter, no look. Lance thought about the 3. Blows by him. Feeds it on the left baseline now. Out wide to Lance. Patriots subtle movements towards the bucket, but they keep kicking it out wide.
Really good defense here for the first minute by the Knights.
6:48 to go. Bone break. On the right side, covered by Cooper in the corner to Lance. Wide open 3 on the back rim. Offensive board chased down. Nope, it's going to be Cooper. Lobs it to Cade Bryan. He has a size advantage, puts it up with the foul. No. They're going to say
it's going to be called on the floor. Holding foul.
Oh. Is that a shot in the NBA?
Yeah. That was a good, that in my eyes, should have been, but they're saying no follow through, so.
Don't ask me. I don't have my glasses on, so I
can't
tell.
Fouls on Drew Motter, his first, team's third. Checking back in for Owen Valley's number 22, Keaton Richardson.
So Northview has it underneath. Down by 1. Coach Byram talking to the official about that. Cooper lobs it high to Cade Bryan. Bryan not, kicks it out to Cooper. Brevin Cooper driving. Has to stop. Back to Bryan. And Cade Bryan will be called for a travel. He took a step before he dribbled.
Good call there by the official. Stepped into his dribble. Well, the Knights have done the opposite of what they did in the first half. The first half, they had 1 turnover. They've committed 4 here. And Owen Valley, with 7 in the first half, have only committed 1 in the second half.
6:18 to go. It's a 1-point game. Bone break to Lance in the corner for 3. Off the mark. Rebounded by Gavin Morris with 1 hand. 6:10 to go. 1-point game. Knights a chance to retake the lead.
Knights could be up 7 right now if they just make their shots.
Dylan Neusel up top. Fires it away to Brevin Cooper. You can say that about the Patriots, too. They missed a couple wide-open layups.
Oh, yeah. They've missed, and they just missed 2 open wide-open threes.
Bouncing it away to Swearingen. Swearingen on the right wing. Driving on the smaller Motter, but instead bounces it out wide to Cooper. 5:40 to go. This one's going to come down to the wire, folks, like both previous games have this season between these two schools. Brevin Cooper finds a trailing Neusel. The senior with the left hand gives the North Unites the lead. 24-23. 5:20 to go. Northview on top by 1. Big thanks to Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Atkinson on the right side. Throws up a right-handed luck shot. How did he get that to fall? can't have better defense than that.
Yeah, well, Tyler Hess has had 3 minutes to breathe here. It's time to get him back in the ball game.
Under five to go, 25-24. Patriots retake the lead. Swearingen finds Bryan down low. Bryan backing down to sophomore Atkinson. Jump stop, goes up, hacked, and Cade Bryan will go to the line. No, they're going to call him. It's going to be the far official, farthest away from the play, will be called for a travel.
Well, I have to agree with the official on that one, Corey. He shuffled his feet trying to get position. Yeah, there was going to be a foul, but he shuffled his feet, did a little scissor move trying to get underneath him to go up.
Carson Geddle will check in. He'll come in for Gavin Morris. It's a one-point lead for Owen Valley. 4.5 to go. Motter up top. Bouncing it away to Atkinson on the left baseline. No look down low to Radebush. Radebush right hand, and the layup rolled around for a good 5 seconds and finally falls in. The time just freeze.
Carson Geddle was just standing there watching. Kind of got him in shock and all.
4 minutes to go, 27-24. Knights down by three. Swearingen has someone riding his hip, and they're going to call a foul. Foul will be called on
Drew Motter.
Yep.
Fourth on the team, his second.
Tyler has finally checks right back in. Who's he come in for? It'll be Dylan Newsell. So you have the original starting five out there.
Timeout, Coach Fleetwood.
We'll take a quick break, but first, let's thank Sue Goshen, your family-owned H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. 30-second break, 4:05 to go, 27-24. Owen Valley on top by three on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Hi, this is Greg Rakestraw, and I'm the vice president of the ISC Sports Network. You haven't heard of the ISC Sports Network? Well, that's exactly why I purchased this ad. The ISC Sports Network is the all-new website, app, and channel dedicated to all things Indiana sports. And in the month of March, we're about all things high school basketball. We'll have games from various sectional, regional, and semi-state sites all across the state of Indiana. Simply log on today to find out more. ISCSportsNetwork.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Broadcast brought to you in part by Timberland Home Center. Shop local at Timberland, U.S. Highway 40 West in Brazil. Call 812-446-2397. Brad, 4:05 to go, 27-24. Northview down three.
Well, I'll tell you the key to this game from past games, we're down three, but we still have three timeouts left, and we're not in foul trouble. We don't have a player with more than one foul so far. And you know what's got me is Keegan Garrison's not checked into this game, Corey.
Under four to go. Northview has the ball with Swearingen. Swearingen ahead to Hess for the tie from the left wing. Leaves it long. Swearingen corrals the offensive rebound. Bouncing it up wide to Cade Bryan. Now it's Cooper. Trailing, gets it off to Geddle. Fires it ahead to Bryan. He'll drive. Now out wide to Hess. Swinging it to Cooper now. 3.5 to go. Geddle, three. And barely hits the rim. Tyler Radebush brings down the rebound. 3:24 to go. 27-24. Who wants it more to go to the sectional semifinal? Carson Geddle is scoreless in this one. Trying to get it down low to Atkinson. Atkinson quickly triple team. Throws it up. Rebounded by Cade Bryan. Here comes Brevin Cooper. Cooper on the left wing. Dribbling around. Trying to find someone. He has Hess. Tyler Hess now. Dribbles to Geddle. Carson Geddle under 3 minutes to go. Hands it off to Swearingen.
Carson Gettle's yet to score in this game, Corey.
Swearingen backing down his defender. Using a screen from Cade Bryan, he had him down low. Instead, he'll give it off to Geddle up top. Geddle feeds it away to Cooper. Cooper, right to left, hands off to Geddle. Geddle driving, kicks it out to Cade Bryan near the volleyball line. Good defensive stand here by the Patriots, but Northview needs to find a way to take advantage. 2:18 to go. Tyler Hess on the left wing. Finds Bryan. Coach Byron wants a timeout. He'll take a full one, not a bad timeout at all. 27-24, Northview on top by three. Don't go anywhere on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
High school students can start college early by enrolling at Ivy Tech Community College. Starting college in high school can save you and your family time and money. You can take dual credit classes at your high school or take dual enrollment classes at Ivy Tech's campus. To learn more, contact a college connection coach at your high school or visit ivytech.edu/dual credit. Ivy Tech Community College is a proud sponsor of high school athletics.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Broadcast brought to you in part by U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. Call now and receive five applications and pay for only four. Call 812-605-8083. Again, that's 812-605-8083. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, a proud supporter of Northview Sports. 2:13 to go, 27-24. Northview trailing by three, has possession of the basketball, and was forced to call a timeout after a full minute, after a hiatus of no scoring there. It's a three-point game. It's going to come down to the wire. I'm going to be surprised if any team gets past 40 in this one. Yeah.
I doubt 32.
Has Northview been in the free throw line?
Northview needs to get a score here. It doesn't have to be a three.
Swearingen has the ball from the inbounds, nearing 2 minutes. Swearingen driving, gets it away to Cooper.
Almost a five-second call.
Lobs it inside to Cade Bryan. Bryan, right baseline, fadeaway jumper, and it went in and out. But Brevin Cooper got the offensive rebound, and Caleb Swearingen will have it up top. Now to Hess, off to Gettle. Gettle thought about the three, won't take it. Now Bryan now, away to Gettle. Fires it ahead to Brevin Cooper. A minute and a half to go. Brevin Cooper bouncing
away to Hess. We may not see 30 points, Corey.
Cade Bryan down low, fakes right, goes up, partially blocked, but the rebound's chased down by Tyler Hess. Cooper, a minute 18 to go. It's a three-point game inside the Swearingen. No look to Hess. Wide open for the tie. Tyler Hess can't get it to go. Rebound is brought down by Owen Valley. Tyler Hess had the best look of his night.
And the Knights have got six fouls to give up, Corey.
A minute to go. 27-24. They're going to bring in Dylan Neusel. Each team has two timeouts remaining. That's Caleb Swearingen's first foul, team second. Carson Guetta will come out of the ball game.
Well, the Knights got a lot of fouling to do in the last minute, Corey. There we had four attempts on the rim and couldn't get a shot to fall.
Tyler Hess was wide open. They're going to have to foul again. They're going to foul Motter. This time it'll be Tyler Hess. Caleb Swearingen trying to chase him down. Caleb Swearingen has not taken a break in this one at all.
Well, that's what True Grit's all about.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Motter again, and he'll be fouled. So they're just trying to catch up. Now they're at how many team fouls? Five?
Yeah, that's four.
Okay. So when do you quit fouling?
Well, I mean,
Atkinson by himself. They got a foul. He's going to go for the layup, and the bucket can't fall. Coach Fleetwood was not happy. He didn't want a shot at all.
Nope. But Atkinson missed the first two.
It's a three-point game, 51 seconds ago. Atkinson at the charity stripe. No one for Owen Valley, down the rebound. First attempt is no good.
That's why you didn't want a shot here, because now all that was for none. Even if he hits this one, the Knights are going to go down and score a quick basket, and then they still got two fouls to give.
Atkinson to make it a four-point game, and he will. Big thanks to Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244.
Knights got to score quick.
For an insurance quote today. 40 seconds, four-point game, 28-24. Bryan, quick three, got it. Cade Bryan makes it a one-point game, and Coach Fleetwood is out there. He is stomping his foot, pumping his fist. He's doing everything but smiling.
That's why you didn't want Atkinson, a sophomore, to drive to the basket earlier. If you kick that ball out, the Knights got to keep fouling. Now it's a one-point game. We foul real quick. They go to the line, or we got two more fouls to before they go to the line.
We'll go in and keep it here. 28-27 after a big Cade Bryan three. No matter what, it'll be a one-possession game. Do you, when do you foul?
You got to foul as soon as they, you got to try trap, and if you don't get to trap, you got to foul because you got another, you got two more fouls to go, you know, before you stop the clock.
Is
and
your
put
goal
them to the line?
Is your goal to put them at the free throw line right away?
Well, you know, your goal is to strip the ball. The second is to tie it up, and third is to get a foul to start the sequence over again. First, you want to deflect it, defend it, not let them get it in for a five-second call. Then you want the steal. Then you want the tie-up because the possession arrow is to Northfield. So those are the three things you want twice. That's why Coach Fleetwood was so mad at his sophomore going to the basket and trying to shoot that.
Full court press will be applied by the Knights. 35.7 to go. Patriots on top by one. Inbound to Atkinson. Atkinson, he's double-teamed. They're going to call a quick foul, which will put the total.
And that's smart. Now you go for the trap.
So only 33 seconds are on the clock now. Only 2 seconds came off, and that's Cade Bryant's second. No matter what, it's going to be a one-possession game. It's a one-pointer right now. Inbounding, bone break. He'll have to take a timeout. That only leaves one timeout remaining, and is it a 30 or a fool? It'll be a fool. We'll take one with him. 33.4 to go, 28-27. Northview down by one. Don't go anywhere. You don't want to miss this for the chance to go to the sectional semifinal on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company offers superior building materials and provides the highest quality workmanship and customer service possible. Check out our rental department for do-it-yourself projects. Dedicated and responsible for nearly 50 years, Timberland continues to exceed your expectations every step of the way. For all your building or home repair needs, shop local at Timberland, US 40 West in Brazil. Call 812-446-2397.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Who knew a low-scoring affair could be this exciting? Owen Valley 28, Northview 27 after a Cade Bryan 3. The next team foul for the Knights puts Owen Valley at the line for a 1-1 with 33 seconds to go, Brad.
Well, and you know, I was talking to Kerry Fox there before the game, but we said this could very easily be a 25-30-point high-scoring affair for both teams.
Atkinson gets it inbounds, and Tyler Hess is going to come in and try and strip the ball right away. That'll draw a foul, and you're going to put the sophomore at the charity stripe, and I'm sure he's got to be feeling some way. He's young. He just missed a free throw.
He
also took too quick a shot. I'm sure he got ratted out by his coach.
He's 2 of 5. He's 2 of 5, so Hess picks up his third foul, team seventh.
30.9 to go.
We got a timeout.
It's a 1-1. Atkinson from the line misses. It's a one-point game. Bryan hands off to Swearingen. Caleb Swearingen. Gets it ahead on the left wing. Driving. Right block. Fadeaway jumper. Caleb Swearingen got it to go with 15 seconds. No timeout. Bone break. Going right to left. Loses on the ground. It's loose. Finds Atkinson. 5 seconds. Atkinson to bone break. Kicks it in the corner. Three. At the buzzer for the win. Brevin Cooper's got it. And do they call a foul?
1.1 seconds. They call a shooting foul. And they called on Caleb Swearingen, his fourth.
You got to be kidding me. Brad, explain. Where was the foul?
Do I?
Where was the foul?
There wasn't a foul. There wasn't a foul. Everybody was standing like a tree straight up. Wow.
Let me try to break this down. 29-28.
And you want to say a veteran officiating crew, and you'd never let an official in the game for you. This is going to go to overtime.
Richardson, first attempt is good. If Richardson makes this, they're going to more than likely win the game. If he misses, we're going to overtime. Richardson at the charity stripe, 1.1 to go. And Coach Michael Byram is going to play the icing rule, and he's going to ice the free throw shooter. I have chills right now. How do you call a foul in that situation?
It wasn't a foul, and you don't let an official call the game for you. They were standing straight up, but it is what it is. I mean, you don't like you're teaching the young kids, you know, when the whistle blows, you got to go with it. So 1.1 seconds to go. There's no time to do anything but throw it to half court and try getting a half court, you know, shot. But you got to hope here Richardson misses it. But then if he misses it, we've got foul issues.
Going into overtime. No matter what, this will go to overtime. If Richardson makes it here, he'll give the team the lead at 30-29. It's 29-29. Richardson from the charity stripe for Owen Valley. He has one attempt. It's up and no good. Brevin Cooper, full court heave.
Almost got it.
We're going to overtime, ladies and gentlemen. For Brad Wallace, I'm Corey Clark. Don't go anywhere. Overtime basketball, sectional time on WAMB.
I've survived all kinds of winters. This year's different, though. When the temperatures dip lower than my Spurs, I warm up with a hearty chili bowl from Sonic. Packed with beef, veggies, and bold seasonings, it's so delicious I wrote home about it. Best letter I ever got, too. It's hearty enough to eat all on its own. I'm not crying. It's the onions. I swear.
Ride into Sonic for new hearty chili bowls. This is how you Sonic. Tax not included. See menu for details for limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
We're going overtime, 29-29. I am shaking right now. What an exciting sequence there at the end. Coach Fleetwood decided to let his team play, going down and somehow got a foul call. But nonetheless, one free throw was made. The second was missed. Coach Michael Byram called a timeout, and now we're going to overtime with 4 minutes to play. But what about the turnaround jump shot by sophomore Caleb Swearingen?
Well, Caleb, he was called upon, probably wasn't the best to shot because there was still 17 seconds on the shot clock or on the game clock. But, Corey, you know, If he misses it, the Knights, you don't get a chance for rebound. If you hold it out to the last shot and you shoot it with 1.1 seconds to go, you don't get that opportunity to tip it back in. Owen Valley got bailed out on their home court by the officials. I hate to see the game decided by an official. I'm super glad that this got tied up and went to an overtime. We got 4 minutes to decide this one, Corey. 29-29. The Knights, Swearingen with three fouls. Tyler Hess with three fouls. Owen Valley's only got four team fouls.
Here we go. Cade Bryan wins the opening tip. Under four to go. 29-29. Brevin Cooper up top. Finds Tyler Hess on the left wing. Hess ahead to Cooper. Inside to Bryan. Bryan nearly loses it. Cade Bryan now. Right side. Bringing it back up top. Chest pass to Swearingen near the volleyball line. Swearingen. Off to Gettle. Lobs it ahead to Hess. Three and a half to go. Bryan thought about the three and said he'll drive left baseline. Jump stops, needs help, throws it away, turns it over. Atkinson picks it up. Not a smart play by Cade Bryan.
No, he dribbled in behind the basket. And you don't want to see that early in this overtime.
Tied at 29. Motter inside to Atkinson. Fakes right, goes left. Right hand, gets it to fall in. Tyler Hess tried to flop, I think, and it didn't work.
Tyler has tried getting the offensive foul, didn't play through it.
31-29, 3 minutes to go. Stolen by Atkinson, going the other way, right hand, got it. And just like that, a four-point lead for Owen Valley. 33-29. The North Unites, left to right on your radio dial. Swearingen dribbling around, 2:45 to go. Bounces it left side to Hess. Now to Cooper. Need a big-time shot here on the offensive end. Two and a half now. Well, Tyler Hess with possession up top. Feeds it to Bryan, trying to get it down low to Swearingen. Instead, finds Gettle. Gettle kicks it out wide, finds Caleb. Caleb will back his man down and bring it back on top. 2:14 to go, four-point game. Each team has one additional timeout in overtime, but Owen Valley has one carried over. 33-29, Cooper left wing, 2:04 to go. Cooper ahead to Hess, sectional basketball at its finest. Under two, Hess drives, finds Cooper. Cooper, he'll drive, bouncing it ahead to Swearingen, the sophomore drives, fadeaway jumper, can't get it to go, and Atkinson brings down the rebound. 1:44 to go, Brad.
Well, the Knights still got plenty of time. Just can't panic here. Got to play defense.
Motter near the volleyball line. Finds Atkinson near midcourt. A minute and a half to go. Tyler Hess has three fouls. He's guarding him. Bone break now. Off to Motter. Carson Ghetto playing tight D. A minute 20 to go. On the right side. This is the same situation. McCade Bryan had a big time three the last time, and a quick foul will be called on Brevin Cooper. It'll be tripping as Brandon Bonebreak will go to the line. Will it be for a double bonus?
No, 1-1.
1-1?
Ninth personal foul.
Next one will be double bonus. Home Valley can increase this to a 6-point game. Free throw up and no good. Ball is loose. Atkinson brought down the board. He'll drive. No look to Bonebreak, and he'll get the layup. Partially blocked by Cade Bryan, but a putback is up and in by Richardson. Under a minute to go, 6-point
Knights got to score quick.
Brevin Cooper to Gettle. Gettle driving, throws it up, and he'll be fouled on the floor. That'll be only the 16th foul on Owen Valley. 53.9 to go. One timeout. You don't need a three, but three
shots. No, you got to get a quick basket.
Yeah. You have to score. Inside to Swearingen. Pump fake. Goes up. Got it. Caleb Swearingen knocks it down. Gets it to a 4-point game. Quick timeout by Coach Michael Byram. And we'll take one with him. 35-31. Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Hi, this is Greg Rakestraw, and I'm the vice president of the ISC Sports Network. You haven't heard of the ISC Sports Network? Well, that's exactly why I purchased this ad. The ISC Sports Network is the all-new website, app, and channel dedicated to all things Indiana sports. And in the month of March, we're about all things high school basketball. We'll have games from various sectional, regional, and semi-state sites all across the state of Indiana. Simply log on today to find out more. ISCSportsNetwork.com.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Take you back real quick. With 15 seconds to go, Caleb Swearingen on the right baseline hit a turnaround jump shot to give Northview the 1-point lead in the sectional first round game. And then down the court, Owen Valley went after possessions of being lost over and over. The ball was rolling around. Owen Valley picked it up, drove to the bucket, and the officials called a foul of 1.1 to go. Owen Valley hit one of two. We went to overtime, tied at 29, but the Patriots quickly went on a 4-0 run to begin, and now it's 35-31. 50 seconds to go. Patriots have the ball. Atkinson will be double-teamed. He'll split the defenders, find Motter. No looks to Rattabush, and Rattabush will be fouled. Of all people going to the line, I don't know if you want the senior going to the line in this situation.
Well, he's
going to
shoot two because it's double bonus now. Fouls on Neusel. That's his second.
Great Dane scoreboard, 35-31. Owen Valley on top by four. For defensive purposes, you had Swearingen and Gettle off on the bench. They're about to check right back in for offense. It'll be two free throw shots for Rattabush. Rattabush, his first attempt is up and good. Five-point game. Swearingen and Gettle check right back in. Dylan Neusel takes a seat, as well as Jack Holwald, who came in for the first time. Rattabush at the charity stripe to make it a 6-point game. Puts it up and in. 45 seconds to go. Swearingen across the midcourt. He'll drive. Right hand. Puts it up and leaves it short. Misses it. Rebounded by Atkinson. And Atkinson will go to the free throw line for two attempts. And just like that, things are looking grim, Brad.
Yep, this one's over. Corey, start the bus and let's head back to the west because the official took us out of this one. Let the kids play it out. There was no foul. The ball was on the floor. There wasn't even a shot attempt. The kid didn't even have control of the basketball, but it is what it is.
Atkinson makes the free throw. It's a 7-point game with 34 to go. Northview has no timeouts remaining. Atkinson's next attempt is up and good. 8-point game. Coach Fleetwood wants a timeout. We'll take one with him. 34.9 to go. Northview had all the fight in the world, but it seems like it might be too much. Owen Valley 39, Northview 31 on Timeless Classics WAMB.
High school students can start college early by enrolling at Ivy Tech Community College. Starting college in high school can save you and your family time and money. You can take dual credit classes at your high school or take dual enrollment classes at Ivy Tech's campus. To learn more, contact a college connection coach at your high school or visit ivytech.edu/dual credit. Ivy Tech Community College is a proud sponsor of high school athletics.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
34 seconds ago, 39-31, 8-point game. Northview will have the basketball. This was tied up. We went to overtime. Swearingen hit a turnaround jumper of 15 seconds ago, and a foul was called, and we tied it up. Swearingen could have been the hero. Should have been. He's got the ball. Right side. In the corner to Gettle. Now it's Hess. 15-footer. Tyler Hess too long. Ball's loose. Last touched by Owen Valley. It'll be Northview ball.
Makeup call with 24 seconds to go, but we're down eight. We should already be in the postgame show.
That makeup call doesn't count.
That don't make up nothing.
Underneath. Cooper. Swearingen. Throws up. Foul. Can't get it to fall, but Caleb will go to the line for two attempts to make it a possible 6-point game with 22.4 to go.
Reggie Miller scored what? 9 points in 8 seconds or something like that? So, hey.
Is Reggie Miller here?
Don't count him out yet. Yeah, he is. Just a younger white version. Not like that.
Swearingen misses the first free throw. Swearingen again, puts it up and in. Swearingen will come out. Coming in is Holwald. They get it in. Atkinson bringing it up the floor. Holwald will foul him. Atkinson will go to the line for two attempts. 7-point game with 39-32. This one's going to burn them, isn't it? But you know what? They're young. They're going to come back stronger. This one's going to burn them just on the inside and get better for next year. Atkinson knocks down free throw number one.
Atkins has got seven in just the overtime. Make that eight.
Swearingen bringing it up the court, going to the bucket, finger roll layup. 10 seconds to go. They're going to use a delay, a game warning. And they're going to quick get some substitutions coming in. 41-34. It's a 7-point game with 11.3 to go. They got to get a steal on the inbounds. And Atkinson gets it cleanly. Hess will be called for the foul. Is that Hess's fifth?
That's Hess's fourth.
Fourth.
Well, to stay perfect, Atkinson will go to the line.
I mean, good for Owen Valley. They fought hard. They're going to go on to the next round. They'll take on Brown County. But Northview out. Owen Valley is a good team, but clear favorite. Does look like Edgewood right now, obviously, coming in at the same thing. Atkinson's free throw is good. Remains an 8-point game. 42-34. And if the Coach Byram, I think he just realized this one might be over. Atkinson knocks down both. 9-point game. Swearingen pulls up for three on the right wing. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by Hess. Three at the buzzer. Can't get it. Bryan with a putback. Can't get it to go. And this one's final. Final score, Owen Valley 43, Northview 35 on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company offers superior building materials and provides the highest quality workmanship and customer service possible. Check out our rental department for do-it-yourself projects. Dedicated and responsible for nearly 50 years, Timberland continues to exceed your expectations every step of the way. For all your building or home repair needs, shop local at Timberland, US 40 West in Brazil. Call 812-446-2300. 97.
I've survived all kinds of winters. This year's different, though. When the temperatures dip lower than my spurs, I warm up with a hearty chili bowl from Sonic. Packed with beef, veggies, and bold seasonings, it's so delicious I wrote home about it. Best letter I ever got, too. It's hearty enough to eat all on its own. I'm not crying. It's the onions. I swear.
Ride into Sonic for new hearty chili bowls. This is how you Sonic. Tax not included. See menu for details. For limited time only. Participating Sonic
at
riders.
News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count
on. Do you want your lawn to look its best? U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana can make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood. Call today and sign up for our fertilization program. For a limited time, receive 5 applications and pay for only 4. But you must call today. For more information about our lawn services, including commercial landscaping, call 812-605-8083 or visit uslawns.com. At U.S. Lawns, it's your turf, our lawn. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome to head coach of the North Unites, Coach Michael Byram. Join us on the post-game show as we always do. In the meantime, for Brad Wallace, I'm Corey Clark. Basketball season officially comes to an end as girls went on to regionals, lost in round number 1 to Danville, and the boys tonight fall to Owen Valley in overtime, 43-34. Brad, let's go ahead and look at the full game stats.
Well, scoring for the Knights, Caleb Swearingen ended the season with 13 points, 8 for Cade Bryan on his return after injury, 6 for Brevin Cooper, 5 for Tyler Hess, and 2 for Dylan Newsell off the bench for 34. For Owen Valley, the big man Stephen Atkinson, who ended the regulation with 10 points, scored 10 points alone in the 4-minute overtime to lead the scoring for Owen Valley with 20. 7 for Brandon Bonebreak, 6 for Ty Routabush, 5 for Keaton Richardson, 4 for Ethan Lance, and 1 for Drew Motter. Corey, the key to this was the overtime. The Knights scored 5 points in the 4-minute overtime. Atkinson scored 10, and 4 points scored by Routabush and Richardson combined. That's where we struggled out, and, you know, that's one of the things that we did really well. We limited turnovers, we limited possessions, but we only forced one turnover there in the second half.
All right, let's switch headsets and get this over to Coach Michael Byram as he walks up. We'll give out a player of the game in just a short while. Let's go ahead and take our quick 30-second break here on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dane of Brazil, Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back here to Owen Valley High School postgame show on Timeless Classics, WAMB. Coach Michael Byram joins us on the postgame show. Final score, Coach, in overtime, 43-34. Just talk about the game overall.
You know what? It was like an old school boxing match, it seemed like, where it just went the distance, you know? It was, like, I'm sure as a spectator, that was a great game to watch. But, man, I think everybody involved just wiped. Very proud of our boys. They played really hard, really hard. It was a physical game. They did a good job as well. So, I mean, I'm just proud of our effort. I mean, we tried to put ourselves in a position to win it at the end. And you can't do – I mean, that's all you can really ask for.
Yeah, Caleb Swearingen of a big shot around 17 seconds ago. I may have shot too soon, but right baseline, turnaround, jump shot, looked good, got it to fall. Talk about the sophomore.
You know what, Caleb, Caleb had a good year. It's unfortunate that he had his ankle injury earlier in the year where I think that really set him back. Took him a while to kind of get comfortable with his ankle and get himself situated. But you know why he's a very special player, and I'm looking forward to see his progression throughout the upcoming years.
Yeah, there's no question coming into this game. The previous two times this year was a low-scoring game. We had that, just the same thing here, but your defense really stepped up all game long.
You know, I thought we played hard. I mean, there's no question. I thought we hustled. I thought we competed. I mean, going into the game, we had four things that we wanted to make sure that we accomplished: play, out-hustle, out-work, out-compete, and play together. And I thought we did that for the most part, all four. Just unfortunate we came out on the short end of the stick.
I know it's hard to think about it right now, but the positive thing is this team's still very young, and they're going to come back ready to go, hungry next year. What were the words of encouragement in the locker room just now?
I just told them I was proud of them for their effort and that they put us in a good spot. Sometimes that's just the way the ball bounces. We'll talk more on the bus. I didn't really want to spend too much time. Kind of want to get us on the road and get back. It is a school night.
All right, Coach. I appreciate when we follow you around like a lost puppy all year long.
Well, Corey, I appreciate all you've done for not only the basketball program but also all of our athletics here at Northview. I mean, it's really special when you've got family members who live other parts of the country that are able to listen to the games, and I greatly appreciate that.
I appreciate it. Final time, Coach Michael Byram on the post-game show. Final score, 43-34. Don't go anywhere on WAMB.
Last year, you may have gotten married, purchased your first home, had a child, or bought that brand new car you've been saving up for. Things have changed since you may have sat down last with your insurance provider. Don't let life-changing events go unnoticed, and most importantly, be sure you have the proper coverage in place to protect your financial security. I'm Chad Schottmeyer at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, and I want to protect you and your family just as I have my own. Call me today at 812-208-3244.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Montgomery. I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park Canyon IMC. We wanted to reach out to our members and inform you that through our Power Moves program, we rebate heat pumps and dual fuel heating and cooling systems. For additional details, contact our office for energy efficiency tips and rebates. Visit parkcanyonimc.com or call 765-569-3282.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
For the final time here on Timeless Classics WAMB, for Brad Wallace, I'm Corey Clark. 43-34, final score in overtime. Let's go ahead and give out our Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Player of the Game. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today.
Well, tonight's Player of the Game will be the leading scorer and somebody that forced this game to an overtime. That's 13 points. Where number 22 in his final game as a sophomore year, Caleb Swearingen. Caleb did something tonight that he needed to do. I talked about it there right after coming out of halftime. He came back into the role of being the leader. You could see him barking out orders, and that's something that he struggled with. He's kind of set back, and his team's been flat. They come out tonight defensively. This is the best game they played all season defensively. You know, and I know he did, when we've made him player of the game for his defense, whatever. What Tyler Hess did the first four quarters of stopping Steven Atkinson down inside, giving up almost a foot, is just outstanding. If Tyler Hess was 6'6", 6'7", he would be having talks of Indiana Mr. Basketball, even though he's only averaging about 4.5, 5 points a game. But defensively, he's probably one of the best in the state. And, you know, Coach Byram said this, you know, pound for pound, he's probably the best boxer because this was a boxing match. This was a 5-round boxing match. We had overtime. You know, maybe it shouldn't have happened, but it did happen. You know, you got to stay positive. You got to thank the official seeing what he's seen. He blew the whistle, so, you know, you carry on. You know, I know what my grandfather told me, Corey. He just said, look, that official had no outcome of the game. You missed your first four shots of the game. So if you'd have made them four, you'd have been up by 7.
Any final words before we get out of here, Brad?
Be safe. Be comfortable driving home. Enjoy baseball season. I'll see you in football season about the second week of August. Big thanks to Dennis, Dave, everybody at Barry, everybody that's been involved to make this happen. And we can't thank our great sponsors enough, Corey. We've had so many come on board for volleyball, girls basketball, boys basketball, and we're going to need them for baseball as well because that's what keeps us on the air. Storms even tried knocking us off the air last weekend, but Dave was able to get all that repaired and stuff. But, you know, if you can't shop local, don't shop at all. And if you're local, advertise local. That way the people that listen, you know, that's going to spend their money locally can get you there.
The OC Media is the only locally owned media station in the Wabash Valley. For the final time, a big thank you to everybody in the Wabash Valley, Brazil, Northview fans, or anybody that's listened. It's been a pleasure all basketball season. Now we're on to spring baseball season. I get a little bit of a break, and I'll see you back on the airwaves with Dave Crooks. First pitch, not that far away. Final time, 43-34. Northview boys basketball season ends. They'll come back stronger and better next year. Brad Wallace, Dennis Porter, Corey Clark with you for the final time. I'll see you next time for first pitch from baseball season. Sunny and 75 on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
You've been listening to Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Great Dane Trailers. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. WTHI TV 10. Depend on News 10. WTHI. Coverage you can count on. Riddell National Bank. You're not a number. You're our neighbor. Clark County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Sonic Drive-In with two locations, Fort Harrison and Lafayette in North Terre Haute and State Road 46 east of Terre Haute. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. Call now and receive 5 applications and pay for only 4. Call 812-605-8080. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, a proud supporter of Northview Sports. Sue Goshen, your family-owned H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Ivy Tech Community College, if you're ready to put in the work, our community works for you. Timberland Home Center, shop local at Timberland, U.S. Highway 40 West in Brazil. Call 812-446-2397. And the ISC Network, local lives here. Find out more at iscsportsnetwork.com. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Be sure and join us next time for Northview Basketball.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.